Absolutely, it is not true. This is what we call probable death, suspected death, and confirmed death. And we only report those deaths that are confirmed to persons infected with Ebola. Of course, there are deaths that do occur at the community level, but what we are now doing is that we developed a standard operating procedure to ensure that whoever dies at the community level before that person is buried, a swab sample is taken to determine whether he or she may have died of Ebola or not. But I do not believe that we are under-reporting deaths that do occur in Sierra Leone.
He says here that because he visited some villages, that the situation was catastrophic. There are several villages and communities that have been basically wiped out.
That is not to my knowledge as the chief medical officer of the Republic of Sierra Leone. I know MSF operates in Kailaun, and of course, you know, in Kailaun, the situation has stabilized for the past 2 months. So I wonder whether he was referring to earlier this when the epidemic was in the eastern part of the country. I know general partners are in the habit of inflating figures. About a month ago, we also had a report from Save the Children saying that in every 1 hour, 5 people are infected in Sierra Leone. And when we challenged that report, eventually they had to apologize. Recently, again, somebody from the International Red Cross said every day in Freetown, we bury more than 100 corpses. That one also was not true. So I actually do not know why international partners are actually inflating the figures for Sierra Leone.
Dr. Kabo, now we hear that, for example, in Liberia, that Ebola may be on the decline. What is the reading from Sierra Leone?
Well, for the past 1 week, the trend that we are seeing in Sierra Leone, we are seeing a stabilization in most of the district except the western area. The western area urban, the western area rural. Now we talk of single digit in Potloko, in Bambali, in Bo, Kenema, except for the western area where we are still seeing an increase in figures. Yes, it is still on the rise, but definitely the way we see it is on the decline.
Where do you think, therefore, that the Doctors Without Borders official is coming up with these figures?
Well, the problem is when they go out to these villages, they do not go with any government official. They will just go and write any report, and we are not privy to even a draft of those reports that they actually put out. As far as we are concerned, yes, we know we have Ebola, but we know it is not stabilized in most of the region except the western area where we still continue to register higher figures.